Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Sold! What? Sold! Oh, what a weekend. Everything was selling it. Well, that's why I'm hollering out sold. Boy, I need a wooden anvil, I guess, and just pound on that wooden stake there on the desk. Sold! Everything. Down there in Florida, Mecum Auctions. Boy, I hope you had a chance to take a look at the numbers. Woo! Man, hi everybody, and welcome. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I can't get the impressions of the cars that I had a chance to see down there at Mecum at the auction there, Mecum Auction in Florida. Kissimmee Auction. You folks that were down there in the Kissimmee Auction, congratulations. Hopefully you bought a new one, maybe a used one. Beautiful cars and some huge, huge numbers coming out of that Kissimmee Auction. Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Glad you come on in. Join me right here in the Greasy Garage. Good to have you along, but uh-oh. What? Oh, I got a tire light on. Hang on a minute. I got to see if I can't figure out here how to get some air in this tire. I hate those tire lights. Those darn tire lights. There's the air compressor. The right front is looking a little low. So we got an air compressor on right now because before we pull this bad boy away from the curb, we want to make sure that... okay, that's enough air. Turn it off. Thank you. Engine. Oh, yeah. Eddie, the engine emailer, who does all our emails here at Auto World. He's the guy in charge of the air compressor. And how much did you put in there? He says 48 pounds. Good, good, good. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's get on. Let's pull this bad boy away from the curb. Today, here on Auto World, glad you come right on into the cockpit and you're driving along with me in the shotgun's position. Thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you for being here. This week here on Auto World, oh, we have got a lot of things here on in the hubcap. Please hand me the hubcap. We'll see what we got going on. First and foremost, the hubcap is where all the information is, all the material that we're going to be talking about here on Auto World for the next 3 hours. Yes, Auto World is 3 hours, and proud and very honored to be behind the microphone for 3 hours. We have, of course, your emails, your calls. We welcome throughout all 3 hours. Each and every hour is different, and that means that the information, the news, the fun, and you could call it maybe some entertainment. Why not? Auto World tips are all different each and every hour. We have, of course, the Auto World Low Car Fact. We have salutes we do. We have the glove box segment that we're still holding off on. See, the glove box segment, what that is I go out. Yes, Mark Evans. He goes out where I'm broadcasting from live in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. Good to be here. Many, many years lived here in Boise, many, many years. And, of course, a lot of people are coming into our valley, wanting and are living in our valley now, as they are in everybody's valley, your valley, her valley, everybody's valley, valley, valley. Anyway, I go over to the mall with, you know, a microphone, and I ask people what they have in their glove box. So, it's been a while since I've done this, but it has happened, and I've got quite a bit of information. And you know, let me just put it this way. It takes quite a bit of editing on the glove box segment of Auto World here, because sometimes when you're sitting out of in front of the Victoria's Secret, yeah, I'm talking to females, and, well, let's just say I had to do a little bit of editing, because this is a family show. That's why I believe I said darn air pressure, tire, light on the dash. It's a family show. Thank you for bringing your family in, and if there's one of you as a family, that's good. That's great. I want all of you to come into Auto World each and every week with me, and you are here, so let's pull this bad boy away from the curb right now. By the way, I did take the curb feelers off, so if we do come in late, coming in this last part of each and every hour, and you hear some scraping, that means that I might need to get new glasses because I'm hitting the curbs. But it won't be too rough of a ride. Oh, no. Okay, hand me the hubcap. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's also got the email bag that we're going to talk about in a little bit here. And why I'm saying that, I've got to describe a little bit about Auto World first and foremost, because it's time for already, first off, Axelrod Alex. He's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh yeah! 2800 mixer machine means that what? GCN is the syndicator that puts yours truly, Mark Evans, and Auto World syndicated throughout the earth that we're on, the globe that we're on, and all the cities and the states that you are listening to us on. Genesis Communications Network that captures and brings together all of us as an Auto World AW family, all of our great affiliates. And with that said, let's do a shout out already. A shout out. I said a shout out. Woo! There's the shout out horn. That's what I'm talking about. Axelrod Alex, thank you. Shout out to 93.1 FM KBOI, brand new affiliate. Welcome, all of you. Welcome. That's right, FM 93.1 FM KBOI, right here in the Boise Valley. We are also on, brand new affiliate there. Thank you. Good to have you along. Nate is the program director, along with he has many hats. In fact, you ought to see his office. I'm in Boise, Idaho Live. Drop down and say hi to him every so often. He's got a lot of hats on the wall, if you know. and that's what it's all about, to make a radio station happen and make it work correctly. And I'm very honored to be on 93.1 FM also, along with AM 670 KBOI, which is the Bronco station. Oh, yeah. The Boise State Broncos, the blue smurf, turf. You might have heard about that. But anyway, that's where I'm sitting right now, in the Auto World Plaza. Not on the blue smurf turf. I'm in the Auto World Plaza. But yes, a shout out to 93.1 FM KBOI again. Folks, first and foremost, and thank you. I've asked and you've delivered. I've said something to each and every one of you about reaching out to your local radio stations and saying hi, and we'd like to take out, how come you're not taking Auto World? And I asked, and you delivered, and thank you, all of you. Appreciate that. You can email or call your station, and we could possibly be there on your local radio station if you're listening to us on a local app that is on the Internet, the dot com, the Internet thing. Anyway, with that all said, Eddie, the engine emailer, he's got the email bag. And what that is, folks, for you first-time listeners that are now charter members, that means that there's no cost, but you are a charter member. You're part of our family. You now are listening, and that means you're one of our family. The email bag. The email address, first and foremost, here on Auto World is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You email me whenever you would like. Right now, as we're live, I listen and read, and you're going to listen to me read your email, of course. And if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just put on there, no, but please help me anyway with whatever you'd like to talk about. Definitely email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com throughout the weeks, the days, the hours, the minutes, whatever happens to you and the neighbor's dog barking. All right, and so that, with that said, that's what that email bag is. Eddie, the engine emailer, he prints all those out. 911, put 911 on it if it is a 911 problemo, and I'll get to you as soon as possible. Eddie does that for me. Eddie the engine, by the way, that's his nickname, and he's in charge of the email bag. So, and we've got some great emails. I'm going to dig in and jump into the email bag. Literally, I don't know who they. He says I've got a lot of them in there, Mark, and I don't read them prior to jumping into the bag and pulling one out live. For your first-time listeners, be careful because it could get a little noisy because I am shuffling through all the paperwork. Oh, yeah. To just pull one out. It's kind of like The Price is Right. I love it. It's, for me, it's all new emails. So when I pull one out and I read through there and it's fresh for me to read, and the emailer says, hey, you can read it, or doesn't say anything, I'm going to read it. And that means it's fresh for me. And so it's called maybe Stump the Chump. I'm the chump. Stump me. Go ahead. At autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number right now for getting in touch with me live at is right here at the Auto World Plaza is 855-660-4261. Now, we're running short. First, this is the first segment of the first hour. When we come back from a short break, folks, I want to give you not only the first hour, the second hour, but the third hour. I've got some sound bites, and it's something to do with a field trip that you're going to be on with me, actually, next week. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Come on back after this short break. Grab some, maybe some M&M Dark Peanuts. Oh, I love them. I'm Mark Evans with an air compressor in hand.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. This is the Cottonmouth, the negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider.
He doesn't want to give out the cost of his machine. Well, this
this hour and second hour and third hour of Auto World that you're listening to. Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. Yes, we are in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm sitting in my Dodge Viper seat back. The staff here says every once in a while they'll put me in a bench seat. And was it 2 weeks ago they had me on a motorcycle, literally. And sometimes that is not too comfortable. I think they're trying to mess with me, and I don't let them. So that's what it's all about. Anyway, here, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's good to have you along. And first and foremost, folks, you are the star of the show. I welcome your calls. I welcome your emails. And with that, here's the phone number since 1992 is 855-660-4261. Email is one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Don't forget, Facebook message me. Mark Evans is my address, Mark Evans. If you'd like to take a look to see what I look like, you can Google me, definitely. Just put my Auto World Mark Evans. You're more than welcome to do that. I'm not hiding from anyone. In fact, there's been talk about maybe putting a camera on me while I'm in this Greasy Garage Studio, and I don't know about that. And there's too much grease around here. Instagram account is Auto World Media. Go over and take a look. We always like to tease you with some photos, and I do have a couple photos up there this week on the Instagram account. Facebook account, again, if you want to have a lot of fun, go ahead and head over to our Auto World Radio Facebook page. Please do. And then a little housekeeping on this also, folks. If there's always each and every hour, my goal here, it's not a motive show. That's why it's called Auto World. My goal is to get you at each and every hour to say, or I didn't know that. I want you to leave this show when it's time to leave and come back for the second hour and the third hour, of course. But each and every week, I want you to learn something that you might, or hear something, or as we call it, ear taste. I'm going to give you an ear taste right now from an interview, not like I mentioned earlier. Next week, we're going to Spain. That's right. You and I on a field trip to Spain. So with that, here's a little bit of ear taste for all of you.
We're the largest producers of tungsten concentrate outside of China.
That is Lewis Black, the founder of tungsten, CEO, chairman of Almonte Industries. That's right, he's in Spain. So we're all going to Spain next week, and I just wanted to give you a little bit of an ear taste. That's the third hour for next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. I learned more interviewing Mr. Lewis Black, the founder of tungsten, that found tungsten in and on our planet, what it does for all of us. And in fact, I learned that without that product, none of us, zero of us, would have a car or a truck. So that you're going to enjoy that interview. That's for the third hour of next week. But this week, hang on. Oh, yeah, first thing right here, out of the hubcap, a little WD-40 in this old rusty hubcap where the material is for this week. The first hour, folks, here's a little ear taste, a little tease. Uh-oh, somebody outsales another person, another company. Is that really a word, outsales? Well, it is now. I just made it up. They outsailed. So take a look, take a listen, because we're going to talk a little bit about the outsales of something that happened. And go ahead, make me change my color. Yes, that is what the staff put on the Instagram and also the Facebook account, Mark Evans. So take a look. We're going to look twice, actually, at an automobile. What is going on with that? Okay, we're going to have fun over there. And also, again, this is got a happy birthday we're going to get to here in a little bit. And, they're giving somebody a run for their money. That's coming up here, right here, on the first hour. Of course, your emails I'm going to share with you go into the email bag on the first hour, second, and third hour. Have trivia each and every hour, of course. Sometimes we just do trivia for fun. No, you don't need to just sit back, relax, and you don't need to answer. Sometimes you get the answer and get some great prizes here on Auto World. And you never know, we got Delivering David. He's out there right now. Delivering David, who drives a Datsun V210, he put a turbocharger on that bad boy. Woo! Yeah! Datsun B210, you know, remember those old cars, don't you? He's out, we call him Delivering David because he sometimes drops in the studio and delivers us some great news. So you never know when he's going to drop in, not saying he's going to. Second hour, what's up and happening, Mark? Well, so you like loud, huh? Mm-hmm. Do you like $1,000 worth of loud? Stay tuned for that. Oh, yeah. And each and every hour, folks, too bright for you? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about headlights. In fact, I'm going to give you the history of headlights. Yes, you all have headlights on the front of the automobile, your truck, and on. Are they too bright, the ones coming at you? Are they really too bright? Well, we're going to give you a little history of headlights. I'm going to give you, you might want to go ahead and get your pen and pencil and paper out, because I'm going to give you some, again, something you might not have known about headlights. At each and every hour, I've got 3,500 cars. We're not going to get to all of the 3,500 cars, but Mecum down in, Kissimmee, Florida, 2022 Kissimmee, Florida. The auction was happening, so each and every hour I'm going to share with you a couple vehicles that sold and the price and the colors and how come. And in fact, we're going to get to the Flying Mustang. That's what it's all about. Third hour. Oh, yeah, this is just touch and taste. Third hour. What's up and coming? You're going to want to listen and hear about this. NACTOY winners for 2022. NACTOY winners for 2022. I know we're all sitting here at the start in front of the bus and into the year of 2022, but what is NACTOY? Well, listen to the third hour and you're going to find out. And again, I have so much information about headlights that we're going to have to split it up in three divisions, 1 hour, 2 hour, and three hour, in that. And of course, at the end of the third hour, I always have a word with Mark. So stay tuned for that on the third hour. But right now, again, I look forward to your emails, and we're going to reach into the email bag and share with you. Real quick, I want to do a shout-out to Joe Prin. Joe Prin is here in Boise, Idaho. He's a gentleman that got me started on radio, put me behind the microphone, and has helped me a lot through the start, and we stay in touch. And, in fact, again, I was just live on his Home Fix show in Boise, Idaho. And Joe put up a picture of a car shining headlights out, and that's some of the reason that definitely I've had a lot of people comment and call me and email concerning headlights in this last, in 2021, to the point of I've been answering your emails and helping you with your headlights. Why? How come? Is this a good price? What brand should I have? Why are they so bright coming at me? Why? Here's a question for all of you that I keep getting. And so I decided, and Joe had a lot of, he put that picture up on his Facebook page, and he had a lot of comments about that. And so I decided, let's make it happen. I've got over, what do we got, Eddie? You see, he's nodding his head, about 600 emails concerning headlights. Woo! So, get ready. We're going to find out about headlights coming up next and take your emails right here from the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
British national Malik Faisal Akram, identified by the FBI today as the man who took hostages Saturday at a Texas synagogue before being shot dead. He released one of the hostages before an FBI SWAT team then stormed the building and rescued the other three. The suspect was heard ranting on a Facebook live stream of the services, demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. The tsunami threat around the Pacific from a huge undersea volcanic eruption beginning to recede today, but the massive ash cloud covering the tiny island nation of Tonga, preventing surveillance flights from New Zealand to assess the extent of damage. Satellite images showing a spectacular eruption. A dangerous winter storm combining high winds and ice is sweeping through parts of the U.S., knocking out power, coating roads with a treacherous, frigid glaze. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Road 66.
We've got a plan to bring you into the Auto World Plaza, and thank you for being along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. It's a treat and an honor and very proud to be behind the microphone. Each and every day of the week, I have a wrench in one hand, maybe in another hand, and of course, on the weekends, I grab the microphone and put that in the other hand, I've got the scan tool here next to me. We've got the email bag next to me. We've got you next to me, and that's the biggest and the best part of it all. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, I'm going to do a little shout out right now for a happy birthday to a gentleman that I met him years ago, and some of you might have heard about Big Daddy Don Garlitz. Yes, the Swamp Rat. Big Daddy Don Garlitz, happy birthday to you. He's 90 years old. And appreciate knowing you, Don. Definitely have watching you race. And yes, back in the day, a friend of mine and I, we had a souvenir company. We used to travel the United States selling. We were the official souvenir company throughout the United States selling souvenirs at the American Hot Rod Association's drag strips. And with that, T-shirts and hats and belt buckles and all. And again, this is all I've ever done, folks, is automotive. And what a great time as a young kid, as I was back in the day. I do remember that we hauled our tents, and that we'd set up these 10x10 tents, and those were the souvenir booths that the people that came in to watch the drag strips would go and get our product. And he gave us approval. Big Daddy Don Garlitz gave us approval to put his face, his car, on the front of a T-shirt, and we were very honored. And of course, the Snake. Oh yeah, Don Perdomo and Shirley Modowney and all. I've interviewed Shirley Modowney and, of course, John Force. I put those two behind the microphone at the same time, and what an interview that was. But anyway, maybe that's something we could share with you later. But anyway, happy birthday, Don Garlitz. Folks, if you really want to see maybe one of the shirts that we printed, I actually have it Big Daddy, you didn't know this, but I have that shirt framed and hanging in the Auto World Museum. Why? Because it's very valuable, an aspect of your very valuable, my friend, Don Garlitz, and that a lot of people didn't know that you, the accidents you've had and what has happened to you and what you've invented in the speed going down the drag strip, in which we've taken that we've learned from you into the family cars that all of our listeners are listening to us right now on. And so, folks, if you want to take a look at that photo, that picture of that's printed on a real, well, three-quarter sleeve jersey that's folded up in a frame, I took a picture of that. That is actually on my Instagram account, which is Auto World Media. And I believe we put it up there on the Facebook account, which is my name, Mark Evans. Go over and take a look. Those were, thank you, Big Daddy Don, for letting us put that on the shirts. And we sold quite a few of those throughout the United States. But anyway, happy birthday to you. Good to have you. Good to have you. I'm glad you got nitro in your veins, Don. Anyway, with that said, that's one thing we do here on Auto World, do shout-outs and birthdays and all. And first and foremost, you're the star of the show, folks. I want to hear from you. If you have any car questions, smells, noises, maybe your neighbor has got a loud exhaust and you don't know. Maybe you've got the loud exhaust. Maybe your engine light's on. Maybe, like we said at the start of the show, you're stupid tire light is on, and then it goes off, then it goes on, then it goes off. Are you sick and tired of calling your automotive repair shop with your engine light? It's on. Make an appointment, then you have to call them and cancel the appointment because the engine light went off. I get those calls all day long. Because here at the Greasy Garage, we fix a few cars. Just got one here, believe it was Thursday, scheduled in to come in to have it scanned. The engine light was on, and got a call. The light's been off, Mark. And I said, well, okay. And here's what needs to be done, folks. You can still scan the automobile. The automobile has a hard drive in the computer, and that code, that fault code, is in the computer. So go ahead. Don't cancel the appointment. Even though the light is off, go ahead and run into the shop, your technician there, and have them scan it. And you'll find out that, yeah, you do have a fault code number, and it'll help the technician and the repair shop, you know, head down the road of finding out what's wrong with you. Your car. Anyway, you're the star of the show. Let me hear your problem. Oh, yeah. You know, it's a challenge is what it is. Since 1992 here at Auto World, the phone number hasn't changed. 855-660-4261. My email address is good 28 hours a day, each and every day of the week. 8 days a week, that is. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you and look forward to helping you save some, turning it into a financial show. Why not save the cash, the green lettuce? Now it is time, as we want to know, first and foremost, headlights. You got them? You do. They work? Are they working? I'm amazed, driving around here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting live, how many of you are driving around with one headlight on? And I'm really shocked at how many cars I see with no headlights on and no taillights on, and we don't even know it. Why is that? Because all our streets are, you know, have these street lamps, and they're lighting up the road, and off we go driving. So, you know, with that, again, here's a question for you. Maybe you have this. This is one of the questions in the over 600 emails concerning headlights here at Auto World Plaza. And that has been counted by, oh yeah, Eddie, the engine emailer. He takes care of the emails. Yeah, one of the questions that's in those emails is, Mark, help me. Cars are coming at me with very bright headlights, and I do the flash to tell them. That's a courtesy thing that we do, isn't it, right? Because we believe and think that they have the brights on. So we grab the left turn signal arm, and we pull it towards this. Click, click, and it turns them, our brights on, and it goes back to dim, to the low beam. Low beam to high beam. Telling the people coming at us, hey, man, flip those things down to low beam. And when they do, the low beams are like yellow colored on their car coming at you. And then they flip them back on bright, and they're really bright. What's up with that? Well, I'll answer that question right now. First and foremost, you have a bulb. Some of the cars, that car that I just pointed out to you, they have a low beam and a high beam. most of our cars today do have a low beam light bulb and a high beam light bulb. So the low beam light bulb, since that light bulb is just driving around town, you know, and the streets are all lit with street lamps, folks, the people didn't want to spend the money to put the high HID LED lights in their car on the low beam. But boy, they wanted the brightness on the high beam, so they went out and replaced and put the money in the high beam bulb. That's why the high beam bulbs are real bright, because they're brand new. They're the LED ones. And we're going to talk a little bit about HIDs, LEDs, and some other halogen-type light bulbs here coming up, also in the first hour, second, and third hour. That's why, again, yellow on low beam, they're the original light bulbs when they bought the car. Maybe you're guilty. That's okay. Because the cost. The automobile has been through numerous transformations during its 130-year existence, folks. One of the most fascinating aspects of all the development has been, of course, automotive lighting, which developed in tandem with light technology itself. Despite forward thinking of the auto industry, folks, critics argue that the golden age of the automobile lighting has passed. Has it? I don't know. In the late 1800s, in the decades that preceded the introduction of the automobile, people made their private commutes in horse-drawn carriages. Even though electrical lamps were used in homes back by the early 1880s, carriages, of course, horses were drawing the carriages down the dirt roads, were lit with lamps that were activated by a combination of oil and acetylene, folks. Trouble is, the two main compounds of the oil-based lamp were expensive, and thus the technology for such lamps saw little development as few investors at the time would ever back such an adventure of oil and acetylene together. When we come back, 1898, the Hartford, Connecticut-based electrical vehicle company is going to give you some information. I'm Mark Evans. Come on back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VITAL-90. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Scanned it during the break, and the engine light's finally off. We found out we had a code 1204. This kind of reminds me of Dragnet. Remember the Dragnet show? You know, then, anyway. Hey, welcome back. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here from Boise, Idaho, live, where the elevation is 2730. Looks like microphone temperature. 102. Woo! That's some hot breath, Mark. Anyway, hey, we are back, and it's good to have you along. Talking about headlights each and every hour of Auto World. Definitely learning a little bit about that. First and foremost, hey, this is something you might not have known. Again, my goal is to have you leave the Auto World each and every hour with this, I didn't know that. Here's one for you. Most car horns, yes, car horns, you know, those that we use here on Auto World for the shout-out, well, most car horns honk in the key of F. I didn't know that. Hey, I learned something. That's what it's all about. Headlights, folks, don't forget, email me. At any one point in time right now as we are live from Boise, Idaho on the Auto World Plaza at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. More than welcome to hear from you through the phone lines. Use the cell phone right now as a microphone, 855-660-4261. Headlights, in 1898, the Hartford, Connecticut-based electrical vehicle company, I said it, electrical vehicle company, unveiled the world's first electric headlamp, folks. This type, this new type of lamp, was fraught with many, many of the same obstacle as the predecessor, namely high operating costs, of course, and a lack of funding. No money. No green. The biggest problem with electrical headlamps was the inner filament, which could be single rather than quickly. Moreover, then such lamps demanded electrical resources that cities couldn't afford to develop during this period back in 1898. In the early 1900s, as with the horse and carriage, as you know, they had lights on theirs, but what were they, you know, oil and acetylene. Acetylene, folks, is something that I use. It's bottled up in a tank, and we mix it with oxygen for me to do welding on your automobiles. Not very bright. In fact, I would like, I welcome all of you to go over and take a look at that photo of that little beady candle burning kerosene and oil on a picture that we put up on the Auto World Media Instagram account. My Facebook account, my name is Mark Evans. Look for Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting there behind the microphone. The earliest cars were at first lit with kerosene or oil.
Soon thereafter, acetylene gas headlamps became the auto industries in the 1900s. Were standard back then. Of course, particular problematic for vehicles. They went out. Why? The wind. Yes. And, of course, they were good for short distances. Visible from short distances, that is. And the gas could freeze during cold months. It was difficult to navigate roads after dark. Due in part to these illuminations early, automobiles lacked interior lights and tail lights. However, automotive and lighting engineers worked overtime to develop a more satisfying system for the motor vehicles during the first few years of the 20th century. The effort initially paid off in 1908, which saw the introduction of the first carbon-based headlamp bulb to run on a battery. Initially, however, folks, the new headlamp was only available as a high-priced upgrade option to car owners. Each and every hour, I'm going to give you a little history just like that. We're going to be going into the second hour, of course, in the 1910s. Is that how I say it? 1910s. Yes. And, in fact, I'm very honored to say that I have a 1916 Chevrolet baby grand model. That car came to me through one of our listeners, my listeners here at Auto World. And it's a long story. Make it short. I did purchase it from him. And that car, today I still have. It runs. I did get it running. It was a 1916 Chevrolet. I did get it running. It hadn't actually started and ran since 1960. It's a baby grand because of it has the very first electric option. Headlamps, yes, and a horn, in the key of F, of course, and, of course, a starter that turns into a generator because it's on the top of the flywheel on the back of the engine. Talk about some very, it's a 1916. I'm going to tell you right now, it's very technical to try to figure out, when I started to get it up and operating, trying to figure out how to make the electrical work correctly, because the mice, of course, they like those cloth wires. Aren't you glad you don't have cloth wires in your car? The mice love it. Prime rib at its finest. Woo! Let's go into the email bag. Got a little bit of time left. I'm jumping in. Oh! Two arms. There's one. There's an email right there. I jumped into the email bag. Here it is. Looks like I can read it. Yes, Mark, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Well, thank you. Yes, you can read my email on air. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate the compliment. If you think it will help someone else, please read. Oh, absolutely. I have a problem with my front brakes. Just had them done about 2 weeks ago, and I have a squeal. I drove back to the shop, told them my brakes are noisy. They said that they looked at them and they look fine. Not to worry. Mark, I had the squeal when I applied my brake at the first stoplight coming out of their driveway. What to do? What do I do? The squeal's driving me crazy. Thank you, Mary. Listening to you in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Well, let's do a shout out. Woo! Shout out, Nakia F. Yes. There's our shout out horn. Shout out to WRMNAM 1410. Elgin, Wheaton, Aurora, Arlington Heights, Illinois. Thank you, Mary, for bringing us to Illinois. Absolutely. How lucky am I to jump in the email bag and get an email from where I was born at in Peoria, Illinois, but the state of Illinois. Good to be along. Mary, I'm sorry you got squeaky brakes. Absolutely not. I'm not going to put up with it either. No. One thing I want you to do, Mary, just call them on the phone and ask them, first and foremost, front brakes, you didn't give me the year, make, and model of the car because it does not matter, and that's okay. This is to everybody. Mary, and thank you for bringing this up because this will help everybody. First and foremost, I want to know if they replaced the rotors, the disc front brake rotors. Throw the old ones away at all times, folks. I want new rotors put on, Mary, your car, and I want brand new disc brake pads put on also. And then, Mary, if your car is pulling one way or to the other, for example, your brake calipers need to be replaced on the front also. You could have a brake caliper hanging up and not releasing, causing it to keep those disc brake pads hugging that disc brake rotor, causing a real fine squeal. Now, I do not want organic pads put on that either, Mary. So find out. Tell them you do not want organic disc brake pads. And we do not want to turn the rotors anymore, Mary. Okay? They put them on a brake lathe. This is how we, yours truly here, we used to have a brake lathe in the shop where we would turn people's rotors. No more. No more, Mary. Nope, nope, nope. We don't turn rotors. See, sometimes we turn the rotors a little too fast, dig too deep, causes the rotors. It's kind of like taking, if you take a wine glass, put your finger in a wine glass, get it wet, and then go around the top of the wine glass, you're going to get a squeal. Little trick all of us kids used to learn back in the day. Mom and Dad, they didn't like us doing that. And that's what's happening here. Throw the rotors away. I want brand new rotors put on there, and I do not want organic pads put on it, okay? I want semi-metallic, non-organic. That is your problem, Mary. And you say goodbye to the squeal. Squeal! No more. Mary, thank you for emailing us from Arlington Heights. Never been to Arlington Heights. Been in Illinois, of course. Been in Aurora. Ah, beautiful. Wintertime, you probably got a little snow on the ground. Hey, you know, I might need to talk about wiper blades, maybe. Yeah, anyway. Hey, appreciate it, Mary. Send me back an email with an address, email address of some sort, so I can get you some of our great detail gifts for the inside of your car, outside of the car. Mother's Meguiar Solution Finish, and I've even got some wash drops in there. We're going to open up the trunk here at the old 53, 54 Lincoln Continental. I don't remember what year it is. Anyway, Mary, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, it looks like the garage door is getting ready to go down. Mary, thank you. I see your email. Appreciate that. Thank you for the compliment, too. That's how you do it, folks. We're going to come back. Don't you worry. Again, there's a second hour coming your way. And, boy, a second hour. Oh, I didn't get to share with you some of the Mecum results. We are going to share that flying Mustang. And what kind of money did they get for it? It's coming up in the second hour, of course. And, of course, more headlights. Yes, we're going to learn more about headlights. Bright, dim, yellow. What should we buy? Oh, right here on Auto World. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Drive safe and motor on.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.